Chamber of Commerce, Soros-funded groups bankroll temporary amnesty for Venezuela's population. By John Binder on July 28, 2019. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and organizations funded by left-wing billionaire George Soros are bankrolling a plan to provide temporary amnesty to Venezuela's population. Last week, the Democrat-controlled House passed a measure to create a temporary protected status (TPS) program for Venezuela's population, allowing nationals who are already in the U.S. to remain and incentivizing more to migrate. 39 House Republicans join every Democrat to support the legislation, including Representative Don Bacon, Arne; Representative Michael Bost, Ariel; Representative Tom Cole, ROK; Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX; Representative John Curtis, RUT; Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL; Representative Sean Duffy, RY; Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA; Representative Jeff Fortenberry, RNE; Representative Mike Gallagher, RY; Representative Anthony Gonzalez, RO; Representative Tom Graves, RGA; Representative Vicky Hartzler, RMO; Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, RWE; Representative Clay Higgins, RLA; Representative French Hill, RR; Representative Will Hurd, RTX; Representative David Joyce, RO; Representative John Katko, RNY; Representative Peter King, RNY; Representative Adam Kinzinger, RIL; Representative Brian Mast, RFL; Representative Michael McCall, RTX; Representative Tom Reed, RNY; Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, RWE; Representative Francis Rooney, RFL; Representative Austin Scott, RGA; Representative John Shimkus, RIL; Representative Chris Smith, RNJ; Representative Ross Spano, RFL; Representative Elise Stefansik, RNY; Representative Brian Steele, RY; Representative Steve Stivers, RO; Representative Glenn Thompson, RPA; Representative Michael Waltz, RFL; Representative Steve Womack, RR; Representative Rod Woodall, RGA; Representative Ted Yoho, RFL; Representative Don Young, RAK. The Chamber of Commerce, the country's largest big business group, and Soros-funded organizations like the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and Amnesty International USA Incorporated were the primary lobbyists pushing House Republicans to join Democrats in creating TPS for Venezuelans. Lobbying records chronicled by OpenSecrets.org reveal that 7 lobbyists for Amnesty International USA, 12 lobbyists for the ACLU, and nearly 30 lobbyists for the Chamber of Commerce pushed members of Congress to support TPS for Venezuela's population. Already, the Chamber of Commerce has deployed more than 40 lobbyists to push GOP senators to vote with Senate Democrats in supporting the Senate version of the TPS for Venezuela's population legislation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.